Tov, Zad Hashem. So, if someone has Maestro money, he's allowed to support his sons and daughters, which are over age 6. It's not ra'ui to do that, but if you have enough to give them from your own money, so give them from your own money without Maestro.
What are we giving them there? For to go on a public get candy, or like to get books, to get shoes?
To get shoes, to go to school, to rent, whatever you're paying. You're renting out a bigger apartment because you have a Baruch Hashem, a lot of children. A lot of them are over age 6. So and you don't have enough money to, and you have only the Meister money extra in order to pay the extra rent.
Right.
You know you have 800 shekels Meister, Zad Hashem, everyone here, set aside. Okay? And you know that's the difference in rent. You're allowed to take that money if you don't have extra, so you're allowed to take that money and pay it. And also you're allowed to do with Meister money, you're allowed to give to your children's wedding. Okay? And also, of course, a big, big mitzvah, if his children continue learning after they get married, to give them your Meister money, so they'd be able to sit and continue learning.
Okay. I'm trying to tell my parents that.
Or his daughters, if they marry the Talmidei Chachamim.
That's the goal. The question.
Yeah, also there to help the...
How much do I need to set aside?
2 million, 3 million shekels.
I don't have that much money.
You asked how much. You didn't have any idea how much you have. So... שכר לימודים, what about tuition? המתגורר במקום שיש בו בית ספר או מקום לימודים שניתן היה לשלוח לשם את בניו ללא תשלום שכר הלימודים. מעדיף שוכן לתלמוד תורה או חיידר כדי שידעו ברמה לימודים גבוהה יותר. רשאי לממן את לימודים כסף מעשר זאת כדי שאין לו דרך אחרת למימון. So fine. If someone lives in a place where there's two types of schools, two religious schools, one in one level, another one in a very higher level, right? And the one in a low level,
It's free or low cost,
right? And now he wants to send him to the better school. So he's allowed to pay with his Meister money, if he doesn't have any other money, to the tuition of the school. Okay.
What about if it's the only school and the tuition is super expensive?
Homeschool. Schools in yeshiva is a lot of money, no?
Yeshiva, no.
In America, they do. America's like thousands of dollars.
Go to JewishPodcast.com and I have a comparison between four American schools and four Israeli schools. It's night and day.
Okay. Yeah, the obligation to teach your son Torah is just, Ken. It says here, Chovat ha'av l'lamed banav v'sachar eino ela b'limud ha'mikra b'ilvad. The only obligation where a person is supposed to. He's obligated to pay tuition for his children's teaching, learning, regarding learning Torah, is only Chumash. Not learning Halacha and Gemara and Navi, that he's not obligated. Therefore, he can pay that also for his money if he doesn't have enough. Ken?
Is your father exempt from paying Meister if he takes his time to teach you?
I don't think so.
Instead of working or making the money?
Okay. Girls, you can't pay their tuition with my son.
Why not?
Because you're not obligated to. Yeah, the chlana tchayev to go to this school. Keep them home.
They're girls for God's sakes.
Keep them in the kitchen.
You're not buying it, right?
No.
אין לשלם שכר שדכנות מכספי מעשר. You're not allowed to pay the shadchan fee with Meister money. So too, a person who's getting married, you can't pay for his own wedding with his own Meister money. You can't pay with your own Meister money for your own wedding, you can't do that.
What do you want, a better man? Can somebody give you extra money for your wedding?
I got. What? What?
Why can you pay for your son's wedding?
You're paying for someone else's wedding, not for your own wedding. Right. He needs to get married. You're married already, for Hashem, for many years. You have a son, he's 18, 20, getting married. He needs help now. I'm fine. For me, for my own thing, is a bad.
Okay, I have a daughter that's going on 19.
You know, nothing's personal here. Only if you want to say in general. If someone has a daughter.
If someone has a daughter who's.
Has a father with forecast.
Doesn't get married.
Who needs to get married. They've just made all the odds in the last few years. What do we do?
You pray. You go to Dr. Field.
Right.
You go to Rabbeinu. You go to Uman. Rabbeinu said he's a shatchan. Go to Uman. Rabbeinu said he's a shatchan. Right? Do you believe in that?
Yeah, I was good. Here. I was in Persian. This year, people say this year. So.
He wants her out so bad.
See what happens.
Top.
No, I want grandchildren.
Well, that's what they wish.
Top. Orim she. Again. Orim she en lahem shum mekorot mimun lishalem hoteach lilodeihem. We said parents who don't have any money sources to pay their children's wedding, of course they get paid with their own ma'asim. Like we said, כמו כן הכהנים לילדיהם דירה יקרה יותר במקום מגורים שומרי תורה מצוות ראשי לומד כסף מעשר. If you want to buy your kid's apartment, yeah, you can buy them. You have two options: either in a cheap place, but the spirituality is low, or an expensive place, but spirituality is high. Then you let the difference in the price, you let it spend with your meister money. Okay.
But you can't use all the meister money, like calculate the meister money just for any apartment.
No. No, you don't have to buy them an apartment. No one tells you have to buy them an apartment. יש שירוש, כל הורים רשאים לקנות דירה, ריהוט, או ביגוד, צריך לסייד, אין כסמי מעשר, ובתנאי של התחייבות על ההוצאות הנ"ל, הנה המתנים שהוא כזה מעשר. Some say, who's some say? I like these some say. One second. ושם זמן הרבך, says this, that even if you have, some say, even if you have enough money to buy an apartment for your son, you have money. You're allowed to spend meister money to buy him an apartment or clothing for the wedding, everything. So I like the Shlomo Zalman. So now, okay. But he says here that you should say when you set aside the meister money, this meister money is going to the wedding. And tell them that I'm paying this with meister money. Okay.
What if your son is divorced and he remarries the second way? Do you still do it?
No idea. The machlok is regarding how much, what could you do with the meister money? Like regarding a wedding. Could you pay the band? Could you pay this, that? But they say that the photographer, you can't pay with meister money.
What?
That's definitely motavot, extra. Jobs.
Extra?
Yeah.
Flowers, no.
Extra.
You don't need shnapps.
What, they'll be less happy? If there's no band, they'll be less happy, right? Mm-hmm. If there's no food, they'll be less happy, right?
Yeah.
There's no food for that. No.
And his home.
But Rav Lindel told me that one of his children, they don't have photographer for the wedding. One child, the other side forced that they'll be photographers, so they compromise that the chuppah will be photographer. By the Yiddish, the Yerushalmis, usually the kala goes, or the kala and her family, they go to a studio before the wedding, and they take pictures of the kala and her mother and her sisters or whatever. And now that's the some of them, they call my wife and tell her to come just for the women's dancing. They don't have a photographer but the men. So my wife tells him, come, I'll give the pictures in the cheder ichud. The pictures in the cheder. Oh, no, come. She forces them. And then she tells me that once you had this Hasidim, you know, stripes, wedding, and cheder ichud. So my wife, so he tells my wife, I'm not going to look at you. So of course not, look at your wife. So he says, I'm going to look at her planning the rest of our life. So, look at her, and I'll take pictures. Kitzu, pictures is not obligatory. It's not, therefore you can't spend it with meister money. Yofi. Okay. Here he says here, the using of Meister money for marrying your own children is only for what's necessary for the wedding. What's necessary. If you're doing a wedding, you're paying for a mana, 200 shekels, or 150 shekels, is expensive. It's expensive. You could do a mana with 100 shekels, with 80 shekels, and with 60 shekels.
What's a mana?
Per head. How much you paying per head? Yeah, you could do also for 80 shekels. It's very fancy. You could do. Nachon, not cater? What's a fancy? 80 is nice, no?
Good.
40 shekels, maybe only a schnitzel.
You know, yeah.
What is the absolute cheapest you can go? The
cheapest?
45, 20.
You do bar mitzvahs like that.
30.
You have the old borekas with the disgusting gravy? And, the pitriot. The pitriot.
You can get the plate. That's it. You can get the plate.
That's it. Like 35.
Yeah, I know.
You can do sandwiches.
Kitzel. And someone who does spend Meister money for the extra things in the wedding, he's called Gozeret Anim. He's stealing from the Anim. Question is, am I allowed to save Meister money for my children's wedding? I have a son, he's a year old, and I want to save money for him 17 years, he's going to get married. אין להפריש מכספי מעשר לקרן החיסכון עבור ילדים שעדיין קטנים. You cannot put Meister money aside, that you'll be able to, okay?
From when?
Unless...
When you need it.
Yeah.
The only thing that you could do, if you get money like from the States for the children, for each child, a certain amount of money, you'll have to set that aside with nothing to do with Meister. It's not considered an income. You can put it on the side, and that'll be for my first wedding or for the apartment or whatever. But once they become near the age, yeah? A year before the year of getting married, which means a son and a daughter, a daughter when she turns 17 and a son when he turns 18. From then, you'll have to put other Meister aside for getting married. So if your son gets married at 25 and you start at 18, you're doing pretty good. You had money set aside.
Good.
So 17?
Well, it's relative. You're doing good.
Depends if you have money.
Okay.
What, your daughter? What, 19?
Shona's turning 19.
So, don't shun
her. You start setting aside.
You could start setting aside 2 years ago. You didn't set aside Meister money? You had to set aside other
money. Now.
I didn't know.
And I have to do a
chaimus. You don't have to. If you have money to marry them off, you don't have the Meister money. Give me the Meister money.
Okay. I mean, my wife and I, we had 4 loaves of bread and cold cuts.
If you marry like that, your daughters are not coming. Okay. Rashai Adam nishtateh v'kaseh v'asar 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 v'achidah v'aviv v'asar v'avolam. A person is allowed to give from his Meister money to marry off his brothers, his sisters, his siblings, yeah? From his father's side. Yeah, his siblings from his father. Yeah? According to their level of where they are. They live in America and they make their fancier weddings, so you can allow to put more money aside. They live in a place where they also you put less.
So they have bands that cost up to 45,000 shekels.
So if that's your level of wedding, so you have a problem, first of all. And second of all, again, it's...
13 pieces.
ספרים להשאלה, מותרים לקנות ספרים מכספי מעשר כדי ללמוד בהם ולהשאילו לאחרים ומידע ולמלא כספי מעשר לא נקנים ויש לכתוב בסוף נקנות כבר עשו ולא ספרים וחומרים וקטים ולשתות ועוד השם וקטים ספטר very good, you get it?
yep
good you let it buy money if you don't have you want to buy a safer and you don't have enough money to buy it so you let it take Meister money and buy the safer write on it what for Meister money and lend it out to whoever wants. You're in charge, it's yours.
Wow.
But you have to lend it out to everyone.
You can't say, don't use.
Right. So you could say, בחזקה, this is this. מותר בשימוש. נקנה מכספי מעשר.
So can you put your name and telephone number just in case?
Can. You can put it in your own house. You don't have to put a telephone number. And you can put it in your own house and put on a sign, I have books for borrowing. I have a gemach of Sfarim Sifrei Kodesh, call me and I'll give you. If your son is going to cheder and you don't know, he wants, he needs a gemara, he needs this, he needs that, you don't have enough money to spend from your own money to buy a sfarim, you're allowed to use your maaser money to buy a sfarim. Very good. Three more halachot. If you're going to a wedding and you know that people are needy in the family that is needy in the wedding, so you want to give a fancy check. You want, instead of 200 shekels that usually you would give, you want to give 500 shekels now. So you'll add the difference from what you would have given and what you're going to give because of this, they're a needy family. You'll add it, say it's nice. You'll add it from your miser money.
Isn't, like, let's say, couldn't every new couple starting out be considered a needy family if the husband's going to be in kollel and the wife hasn't been working?
Depends on what the father is, the parents are. But I know people who are married and the parents could buy them a few apartments if they wanted. Amen. 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 Some people are needy, some are not needy.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about buying an apartment. You just take it slow.
You know where the money grows, yeah?
Money grows in the trees.
On the trees.
Yes.
On the field.
That's where they route those...
money rains from the skies.
You're allowed to buy...
Every Wednesday he goes to
the... gifts, plastine, prizes for children, so they learn better and stuff like that. You're allowed to put nicer money aside for that.
Like for wedding gifts, like let's say you normally would give zero. So you give any amount. Right? That's what I do, because sometimes like...
You won't give. So now you put aside.
You use
it for, you can use it mice if they're needy. If they're not needy, you can give.
What are checks?
What's considered needy these days?
Check them out.
So I'm saying, yeah,
what's needy?
And you don't know who
if they have a family of 10 kids and they're paying thousands of tuition, they can't really afford to buy anything for their children.
Right, so now
you're
after the wedding, you know, it's tough.
Ken Yirbu, Mutalis, if you know there's a family, the parents are rich, but their parents are very chintzy, and their son needs now tutoring.
No, thrifty.
They need tutoring this, and they don't want us to put, they don't want to give them money. No, we're not giving the money. So you're allowed to give your mice some money if someone's a teacher. Or you teach him for free and then consider it your mice or whatever. Or you'll have a real charge. It says the Kaf HaChaim, or Chaim Palaji, יותר גדול שכרו של המפריש מעשה במשפטיו, דהיינו שיחשוב מתחילת השנה שיום העשירי יהיה קודש להשם בצום תשובה ולימוד צדקה. מי שמתענים ירבה יותר בלימוד מעשה טובים, כשמפריש מעשה ישלם לו השם ברכה נכסיו, כן. אני אוסיף לו הראשונים. He says, more than giving צדקה, I don't know if it's more. But a person to Rav Chaim Palaji says, person should give my, he should decide in the beginning of the year, I'm going to give meister of my days, meaning every 10th day I'm going to do Kodesh Hashem, I'm going to do fast, I'm going to, we don't fast in Breslov anyways, but I'm going to do extra things to Kodesh Hashem and learn better every 10 days. Again, you, Tchaf, Shchodesh, whatever. Okay, Chaim Balaji says a good thing also to do. בסדר, זהו, זהו, זה הלכות, ברוך השם, בגלל שתמר, talk about loans, okay?